Hi folks, welcome to today's Coffee and Colossians. It's Tuesday. Got my Macca's coffee again because I've been travelling. I'm down in, near Nowra, Kangaroo Valley. I don't think we're actually in Kangaroo Valley, but at an Anglican conference centre speaking to pastors and youth workers. The Archbishop was here as well. Nice to see him. Just sharing again, actually using some of these verses in Colossians, which is where we're at, and I want to continue with that beautiful place. The Southern Highlands is absolutely beautiful. So we're at verse 26. Paul says in 25, he said, I've become the servant by the commission of God to preach the word of God in all its fullness. And then he says, this is the mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to the Lord's people. Well, what's the mystery? Now, the danger with using the term mystery is that it's something you've got to work out. But Paul actually is saying almost the opposite here. He's saying this is God's mystery that's now been made known. In other words, this is God's open secret. And it's one church. It is now disclosed to the Lord's people, all. So there's not an African church or a Scottish church or a Jewish church or a Gentile church or a church for rich people or a church for... It's one church. All the Lord's people are given this mystery. And it's open. See, that's the key thing. It's not by semi-secret rites, but by public proclamation. So if I turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Oh, excuse me. I'm still recovering from this. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 6. We do, however, speak a wisdom among the mature, a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. No, we declare God's wisdom, a mystery that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. See, the rulers of this age don't get it, but all God's people have been given this great mystery. I think that is wonderful. And God's secret plan, it's not a timetable. The Bible's not a code book. I once, not the Da Vinci Code, I think it was actually a book called The Bible Code that you worked out by all the numbers, things that were going to happen. No, this is God's mystery. What is the open secret that God has now burst wide open and is to be taught to everyone? And it's Jesus Christ. It's the mystery of Jesus Christ. And that mystery now sets us free. We're all set free to serve. Again, Ephesians 4, let me just go to that because these words just get so used and sometimes we skip them by. Ephesians 4, verse 12. Christ himself gave the apostles, verse 11, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers, to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. This is the fullness. This is that as we are taught Christ, we receive the mystery, and it's just such a great blessing to us and to others. I'm thinking, most of the people here at this conference are ministers. And I think we need to be reminded that we are ministers, not mediators, nor redeemers. Christ is the mediator. Christ is the redeemer. We serve God's people by telling them about Christ. And we evangelize by telling about Christ. You know, going back to Paul's suffering, I like what Augustine says about this, that he makes up... Remember we saw earlier that Paul is making up for the lack of the afflictions of Christ. What is that lack? Augustine says he doesn't do it for redemption. He does it for proclamation. He's suffering to be able to proclaim. Well, maybe we all be prepared for that. It's funny, you come to a conference and you're meant to be teaching about evangelism, and maybe people were looking for lots of great things and they wouldn't have got them. But my message was very, very simple. Evangelism is telling people about Christ. We need to know Christ better. and we need to proclaim this wondrous and great mystery that even the angels long to look into. So I'm going to hit the road. God bless you, and hopefully see you back in Sydney tomorrow. Bye.